I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Another day, another attempt to end the tense standoff in Ivory Coast. This time, a delegation of West African leaders traveled to the country's main city, Abidjan. They told Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo to step down without delay or face a regional military intervention. Gbagbo came out the loser in an internationally certified presidential election. That was last month, but he refused to accept the result. His supporters have clashed with those of the winning candidate, Alassane Ouattara. The violence has left more than 170 people dead, according to the United Nations. Jendai Fraser is a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. You have spent an awful lot of time in Africa, concerned with issues and instability in places such as this. What kind of pressure can these West African leaders put on President Gbagbo that the United States, the United Nations, the African Union, and the European Union have not been able to right now?
Well, the West Africans will really determine the fate of President Gbagbo, and to a less degree, but still important degree, of Cote d'Ivoire. Mainly, they are the ones who initially came out and said that they were not going to accept, for instance, a government of national unity. And so they framed the options that are available. And they have now taken a step further and said that if he doesn't go peacefully, that they are prepared to put a military intervention force in place. And so the West Africans have the greatest legitimacy, authority, and leverage over Cote d'Ivoire.
So when the Cote d'Ivoire, meaning Ivory Coast, when the United States issues warnings and tells the president that he has to step down in accordance with the election that was held, the runoff election last month, does the U.S. have any kind of real clout that it can exert?
Well, the United States plays an important part because whereas the West Africans can put the leverage directly on the country, the United States can create the platform for international engagement. For instance, the move taken by the UN Security Council to sanction Gbagbo, the move by the UN Security Council to renew the peacekeeping force that is in Cote d'Ivoire, all of that was through U.S. action.
And has that worked in the past? Because the United States has had to put pressure on many other African countries, including during the time that you were working for the State Department. This is from 2005 to 2009, I believe. You were actively working under President Bush on issues of instability in Congo, in Rwanda, other places as well. What proved to be, in the issue of disputed presidential elections, the most effective pressure the United States could exert?
I think it's shown in the case of Liberia in 2003, where the United States and President Bush specifically said that we were going to take an active role in trying to end that conflict. We pushed the UN to put on the sanctions that helped to get rid of Charles Taylor, who's now sitting in The Hague. And so I think that's an example where we used the diplomatic clout that I'm saying in the international arena, in the UN in particular, and we worked very, very closely with the regional countries to bring pressure to bear.
But how about in terms of lessons learned, marriages of convenience, such as in Kenya or Zimbabwe? Could there be a model, even an imperfect model, of, for instance, one man in this case being prime minister, the other one being president?
What we find is that there's a lot of gridlock. I think it's a model that leads often to gridlock and to sort of holding the country hostage, rather than moving the country forward with a legitimate government.
Let me just ask you one final question. Since you're not working with the State Department anymore, you're a professor these days, what do you tell your students about when it's time for the United States to basically back off on an issue like this in a place like this and let African nations, especially the neighbors of a place like Ivory Coast, handle the diplomacy and, if necessary, the military might?
I do think it's important for the United States to not have too heavy a hand. Every case is unique, but in general, my lesson to my students is try as much as possible to work with the region and to be actively engaged on the diplomatic front.
All right. Thank you very much. Jendai Fraser is a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs from 2005 to 2009. She's now Distinguished Service Professor at Carnegie Mellon University. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.